Burn before reading. Presidents, CIA Directors, and Secret Intelligence by Stansfield Turner. Read by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2005 by Stansfield Turner. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Stansfield Turner and Hyperion, and was produced in the year 2005 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. The fact that the events of 9/11 occurred without warning was a failure of our system of collecting and evaluating intelligence. It was a failure that ranks even higher than Pearl Harbor. The fact that we invaded Iraq in 2003 on the assumption that there were weapons of mass destruction there was another serious failure of intelligence. Consequently, the public's attention is focused today on our nation's intelligence apparatus as never before. It should be obvious to the public that the intelligence organization we established in 1947 is not serving us adequately. It consisted of a Director of Central Intelligence, DCI, to coordinate all intelligence activities, a single Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, to serve the country's overall needs for intelligence, and a series of intelligence bureaus within various departments of government to serve both national and departmental needs. Over the 58 years since this organizational arrangement was established, numerous commissions have studied how well or poorly it has been working. The majority of these, and they go back some 50 years, have come to the conclusion that stronger central direction of the intelligence apparatus is needed. For one reason or another, we were not able to move.